Good morning. I'd like to call the biennial reorganizational meeting to order for Thursday, January the 2nd, 2025. The first item is, before roll call, is the oath of office for new council members. I did that at the office this morning. Carlos Collins, Joe Steele, and Lisa Woodruff were sworn in as council members this morning. I'll now do a roll call. Carlos Collins.
Here.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Woodruff.
Here.
At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an opening prayer and for everyone to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this brand new year that we're in, and I pray that you would give us your guidance and wisdom as we go forward. I pray that you'd help us to work together as a team, as one unit. And I ask that you would help us to accomplish your will in regards to the town of Coburn and its people. And we thank you again for your son, Jesus Christ, and in his name we ask these prayers. Amen.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by majority vote. Are there any deletions or additions to the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the agenda as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. The first item on the agenda is the election of mayor. Do we have any nominations for mayor?
I would like to nominate Devin Tay Mooney.
I'll second that.
Do we have any other nominations? Hearing none. Do I do a roll call vote? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
We now have a mayor, Mr. Mayor.
Do
I have to be sworn in?
Oh, no. I, Devin Tay Mooney.
I, Devin Tay Mooney.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Incumbent upon me as mayor.
Incumbent upon me as mayor.
Of the town of Coburn.
Of the town of Coburn.
For a term of 2 years.
For a term of 2 years.
To expire December 31st, 2026.
To expire December 31st, 2026.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is Reorganization B, the election of Vice Mayor. Do we have any nominations for Vice Mayor?
I'll nominate Sharon Steele.
And I will second. We have a nomination and a second for Sharon Steele as Vice Mayor. Do we have any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Yes, you could have done this, Kathy. You do the roll call motion.
Carlos Collins. Devin Tay Mooney. Joe Steele. Sharon Steele. Lisa Woodruff.
All right, motion carries unanimously. The next will be the oath of office administered by me. Do we have a copy of the vice mayor?
No. You're going to have to feed it to me a bit at a time.
I'll have to.
I think it's the same, except it says
I stumble on this, I want you to know.
All right, I'll go slow. I, Sharon Steele. Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that I will faithfully. And impartially discharge. And perform all duties. Incumbent upon me. As Vice Mayor of the Town of Coburn. For a term of 2 years. To expire December 31st, 2026.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Okay.
Congratulations.
You're getting better.
I did. It's probably because I've been working with them kids in Virginia history because they have to memorize all those.
All right, the next item on the agenda is reorganization C to set the date, time, and location of meetings.
Do we have to give it specific, or can we just say to remain as is?
We can say as is, but I would also clarify what it is.
I would like to make a motion to set the date, time, and location of our meetings as the regular meeting on the second Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. in the Depot Building in the Town of Coburn. I would also like to set the workshop meeting on the fourth, is that right? Yes. The fourth Monday of every month at the same time and same location.
So we have a motion and a second to set the date, time, and location of meetings as our regular meeting the second Monday of each month, the workshop meeting the fourth Monday of each month, to be held here at the Depot. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, date and time for meetings has been set. The next item is D, set council members' salaries.
I would make a motion that we maintain our salary as is. I don't even know what it is.
I think it's 25 for council, 50 for vice mayor, and 100 for mayor. Is that correct?
No.
What is it?
It's quarterly, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but by month, that's what it is. Yes. Yep.
Do I need to say it that way?
I would say to be.
I would like to make a motion to set council member salary as regular council is $25, vice mayor is $50, and mayor is $75. A month?
100.
Oh, 100.
That's fine.
To be paid quarterly. Yeah.
To be paid quarterly.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to set council members' salary as council members $25 a month, vice mayor $50 a month, mayor $100 a month, to be paid quarterly. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, do we have any other part of reorganization that needs to be discussed before we move on to adopt the procedure for the agenda?
I would just mention that all of our other appointed offices have been put in as at will of council.
Yes. Okay. The next item is to adopt the procedure for the agenda, requests for items to be added, and adding to the agenda. Do we have any comments or suggestions for how to do that?
I think what we have works fine. once we moved all that to the front.
Okay, so right now we have all of the reports at the beginning. Requests for items to be added to the agenda, they email town manager and he gets it put on the agenda. And of course, if we need to add or delete anything once we're here for the meeting, we can do so. So do we have a motion to adopt the procedures that are already in place for adding items to the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept the procedure of our agenda the way it is.
We have a motion and a second to adopt the procedure for the agenda as it has been in the past, which requires anyone wanting to be placed on the agenda to make contact with Town Hall and request to be added to the agenda. All right, is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next item is to adopt Robert's Rules of Order.
I make a motion that we adopt the Robert's Rules of Orders to conduct our meetings.
Second.
Okay, and is that the most recent edition?
Oh, yeah. Make it the most recent edition of Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt the most recent edition of Robert's Rules of Order to conduct our meeting. So, any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We have now adopted Robert's Rules of Order. The next item is to set rules for public expression. Currently, the rules state that the individuals must state their name and address, limit their comments to five minutes, and a response to those comments will be given at the next council meeting. Is everybody okay with keeping those same rules for public expression?
You making that a motion?
Sure.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the rules for public expression, which state that the individuals must state their name and address, limit their comments to 5 minutes, and that council will respond to public expression at the following council meetings. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now that we have set rules for public expression, we have public expression on the agenda. Do we have anyone present for public expression today? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is closed session to discuss personnel pertaining to the appointment of department heads, if needed. Do we have a need to enter into closed session?
No. Yeah.
I don't see any. Did you have any reason, Jim?
No.
Okay, hearing none, the next item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Steele?
Looking forward to a new year. Looking forward to getting some more things done for the town of Coburn. Looking forward to working with each one of you all. And I appreciate working with all of you in the past 4 years. And I feel like we have gotten several things accomplished that's good for the town of Coburn. We're not always going to agree on everything, but I'm praying that going forward that we would be more diligent in trying to agree on things and working for the betterment of the town of Coburn and its people. And I appreciate all the department heads for their diligent work. And I appreciate each and every one of my council members here. That's all I've got.
Okay, Mrs. Steele.
Welcome, Miss Lisa, to the council. Looking forward to at least the next 2 years working with you. And I appreciate each of you for your faith in me as a vice mayor, which is just a glorified secretary for Mr. Mooney. But it still works. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 years and that we keep moving forward and making improvements I know a lot of our improvements are not seen. There are infrastructures that are hidden from the eye on the norm, but it has to be done. And looking forward to a prosperous new year for the town of Coburn. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Ms. Woodruff.
I'm just excited to be here, so I look forward to working with you all.
Okay, I would like to say thank you to Carlos, Joe, and Lisa, for one, for choosing to run in this election, and thank you for your service to Carlos and Joe already, and looking forward to working with you all for the next 2 years, and welcoming Lisa on as well. I feel like as a council, the last little bit, we've worked really well together, and I'm looking forward to continuing that. Thank you all for your support as mayor today, and 2.5 years ago when I became mayor, I vowed that it was just a title and that I would come to my fellow council members at all times if there's a decision that needs to be made or an issue that needs to be brought up, and I have done that and I will continue to do that. I think that Sharon and I, as mayor and vice mayor, are a good balance. She keeps good notes, likes to keep things on track, and I appreciate her for that. To our department heads, new year, I'm looking forward to working with you all to continue to see Coburn be successful. That's all I have. The next item is adjournment. Do we have a
motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Meeting adjourned.